Dave Moore on Today FM.
Done it, go Callaghan, how are things?
Yes, I'm great. Thanks for having me in. I'm buzzing still after Saturday.
I'm glad. I'm glad you brought it. Let's just go there first. Let's worry. We'll worry about all the other stuff later. The return awards can wait.
Yes.
Let's talk about the return of Irish rugby. Because it did feel a little bit like everyone has been talking about this buzzword. They've been saying Ireland in transition.
Yes.
Ireland. So, look, we were the world number one team.
Yeah.
We probably, you know, overachieved for so long. There's been a slight correction, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, that's the end of Irish rugby now.
And they
were all finished.
Everyone was quick to push us over the edge as well, weren't they? Bye-bye.
See you. Yeah. You've been annoying for a while. Yeah.
And well, I'm calling them out now. I'm there like, not good enough. Like, England underperformed, but nobody's thrown any bouquets to say, Genie, they've done a good job.
Like, 42 points at Twickenham.
And we should have had more.
We should have.
Gibson Park's won. Like, that's a collision in the air. Play on ref.
Come on, in fairness.
Isn't it great that we could have put more on them?
Oh, stop. Isn't it great, though, in fairness, that while, look, the world may be right. Maybe this is a transitional phase for Andy Farrell and for Irish rugby in some senses. But that we can still put in performances like this. And I know the French performance was not what we want. I know the Italian performance probably wasn't where we're, you know, where we can be. But we showed with England that, like, this team is just, it's built of spirit.
Yes, 100% it. Honestly, Dave, and I think Irish people relate more with that than having a skillful, you know, like if we played like the All Blacks or stuff. But seeing character, see, like, I know Andy Farrell went nuts when Stuart McCloskey tracked down Marcus Smith, but the whole nation did too.
We all did.
It was like,
that was the one on repeat. It wasn't the tries, it was the tackle.
Our Ballacoon in the corner. And I've always felt that Irish people, when you represent, they can live with the result, I always feel. But if you go out and show how much it means, then you have them every time.
You're preaching my language, honestly. Look, I'm a United fan, as you can tell. Dunnock has walked in.
He's assaulted. Give me a hug. I'm saying my body can't do it.
He's assaulted by the amount of Manchester United logos in his presence. But I will say, right, Michael Carrick has come in. Since Michael Carrick has come in, Kobbie Mainoo is the player in the Premier League that has run the most, right? What does that mean? It means that, exactly like Ireland in rugby, that I don't mind winning or losing or drawing.
Yeah.
If I feel like there's entertainment and effort and, you know, people are up for it. The worst thing is when everything's just a bit lackluster and everything. And if Ireland were like that, I think we'd all be right to complain.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing was we were against France and the main man called him out, Andy Farrell, who I think is starting to transcend a coach. He's becoming this kind of Jack Charlton type character within the nation, isn't it?
Because
it was great hearing him speak up about the keyboard warriors that have been trolling the likes of Sam and Jack. And then his comments about Edwin Adogbu, that's not acceptable in our society.
You do need people like Andy in those positions to be that strong, and he is.
And he certainly is.
He's great.
You can see he's the alpha male as well, isn't he, within that environment?
Yeah.
When you see the likes of O'Connell and Johnny being quiet around him, you're there, just quiet. You know what I mean? It's like the alpha male in the room. So, but that image, I think it should be posters around the place of Johnny celebrating and Andy and all of them. And then the Princess of Wales in the background kind of going, what time are we getting out of here, lads?
Is my car ready? Very quickly, how we do against Wales, do you think?
I think we'll go well. Like you identified there, I think what we realise is there's been a change in the game. So there's new rule or law enforcement in terms of kick escort.
Yeah.
And it took us a bit of time to...
Just explain that to anyone who doesn't know what that means.
So basically, before, in the old game, if you were kicking, you'd put people around so that that they couldn't get at...
So when the ball's coming down and someone's trying to catch it, there's just people in the way.
It's exactly.
But you can't do that anymore.
You have to have a free run at them. So it's making it better. And I think it's a skill we should be dominant with the amount of Gaelic football and Gaelic games 100%. We play.
I have to say as well, I think we have been.
Yes,
we think about whether it's Mac Hansen or whether it's like James Lowe running for balls, you know, any of the wingers, any of the fullbacks that we put in, McCluskey, like, they will get up and get there at that ball.
Yeah. But what France have shown and Scotland have shown is it's moved a little bit from that really quickly. So now you've got to transition really fast. So when the ball breaks, you've got to move it to the far edge.
Yes.
Which it does make it a better game to watch. Unfortunately, when England were dominant and winning 12 in a row, it was just kick tennis.
Yeah,
it was just up and back and really boring. And I think that's what they'll find. They didn't evolve. But I'd say what Andy Farrell, and they put it all on the players, and that's kind of sound of them. You know what I mean? It was a coaching masterclass. Yeah. If you look back at Dan Sheehan's try, there's loads of detail to it. For the kind of rugby pig like myself, I'm there. That's like,
these are the things he loves. Look at him. He's so excited about it.
And same with Osborne's try. You know, like there's loads in this. There's loads of evasion and there's loads of kind of detail in it. So we are lucky. We have a brilliant coach and setup, and we've lads that are coachable. Which is
that's
massive.
One of the key things.
And we've loads of fellas coming back now.
That's right.
Like the Avengers are on the way as well.
Fingers crossed. Look out, Wales, look out. I've got Irish rugby star, author, media personality and representative of the inaugural Return Awards, Donegal Callaghan is here.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm delighted you're here. Return is one of my favourite things. And I genuinely mean this, right? Because it has allowed me to empower my youngest kids, right? So at home, there's a lot of Coke Zeros drank by daddy, right? I'll put my hands up,
okay,
right?
Okay, guilty.
And that goes into the can kind of bucket thing beside the bins. And every time that fills up, my twin girls are 11, and their job is to go up to Dunn's, do the return.
Amazing.
They get the receipt.
Brilliant.
And then they can spend the money.
Oh, well, there's exactly what we're
looking
for.
Isn't that what it's all about?
Yes. Like, and that's what we're looking for with the Return Awards. Basically, brilliant initiatives put in place by primary schools. So, honestly, Dave, when you listen to some of the things our children are doing, you'd be really proud. Because there's your girls there are making a few quid for themselves. Yeah. There's other ones looking, can we do it within the school? And instead of yard time when we're rained out, could we get board games with
there
the money
you go,
from
with the
it?
Money from the return?
Or another one, there's an organisation close to their heart that's been really good to their nan, so they're putting money towards that, kind of like in a charity way.
Amazing.
So we want to highlight the brilliant work that's been done in primary school level. So there's over 700 schools, and there's a great prize if you are in primary school, if you're an SNA, if you're a teacher, if you're a student, we want to hear from you. You just go to return.ie, you find the form there, fill it out, just tell us the brilliant initiatives you're doing around returning your bottles and cans,
and
tell the story, and we'd be delighted to hopefully give you a brilliant prize.
Well, that's what I'm going to say, because isn't there an actual like swanky awards night?
There's the Incrow Park.
Incrow Park,
the Mecca.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And there is 15 prizes of €1,000, which would be massive.
For a school, that would be unbelievable.
And then the overall winner, €5,000. €5,000.
That's insane, you know what I mean? Lads. That is brilliant. I will give a word of warning if you're employing your children to do this, right? The very first time the girls did it. And it was a big deal because they were walking up on their own. Now, it's a couple of hundred yards up to Dunn's, but like, you know, you kind of watch them and go, off you go now with your little bags.
Did you follow them?
No, I didn't. This time I did. I followed them the very first time they ever went up there.
I did that with Sophie as well.
Yeah, I drove up in the car really subtly. No, but they went up with their little bags, cans, whatever. They came back and I think they had about €6. And what they did was they came back and I was expected to see, you know, a bag of sweets and crisps and whatever. And I was like, you don't have much. And they said, no, we didn't get anything. And I was like, what? Why?
What's going on here?
They said, well, it stopped. The machine stopped and it printed out the receipt. Kind of, we were nearly finished. And then Anna goes, I gave the receipt to Nina. And Nina goes, well, I don't have the receipt. And the £6 went underneath the machine somewhere.
No.
They never got it back. But they had a receipt for 75 cents and they couldn't get it in Dunn, so they came home.
I would have spent the week trying to crawl under that and find a way. And in fact,
you're strong enough to lift the machine. I'm not.
Now that I know there's £6 out there, two of us are going out afterwards and we lift it for them. Let's find it in some way.
Okay, so return.ie is the place to go so you can tell your stories. Make sure you nominate your school or whoever's doing the thing. There'll be a national champion getting $5,000, as Donica says. Unbelievable. The award ceremony, Crow Park, on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2026. And it's such a brilliant initiative. It encourages the kind of circular stuff that we're all talking about with our kids, that they understand why this needs to happen. We need to take plastic bottles and cans out of the environment.
And Dave, they're also re-educating us. Like, yeah, to be that's fair, true. You mentioned your kids there, but mine are the exact same. I'm learning how to kind of return it right and get and make sure I'm on it. Because
love it.
And then if you could tie in with something that's close to your heart, you know what I mean? Or make the few quid
make
for the sweets.
Few quid for whatever,
or look after the school or whatever it is we want to hear from them. So there's great. And you mentioned it there. It's all about looking after the environment, that circular economy as well that we're so good at, and we just want to shout about it. There's primary schools doing brilliant things. Leave us know at return.ie.
There you go, return.ie. Very quickly, the podcast with Tommy, has that gone? Yes, the offload, some crack?
It's all going well. We're very smug at the moment, purely Dave, because we called it. You know the way you get a gut feeling?
Yeah.
Everything told us we should say that England are going to win, and the bookies were saying 11 points, but two of us were there.
You think Ireland might, so we're going
on tour. Myself and Tommy are taking on Belfast, Cork and Limerick and Dublin.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's after getting a van, which wasn't part of the arrangement at all.
Right.
He wants to have the same furniture in every spot. And I see this kind of Max and Paddy moment happening.
Oh, yeah. My favourite Max and Paddy line was like, they get through, they're worried about the security on the thing and they're driving through. They've got a van full of wine from France. Yes. And goes, on we go, Paddy, head for that sign. EXIT. Excite. Exit.
Well, that'll be me and Tommy in the van. But Dave, you love it. He's giving me an awful slagging at the moment because we went to every kind of venue. We were there like, we're going to bring rugby to the disciples, bring it out on the road. And Belfast sold out in a few minutes.
Brilliant.
And Cork, there's still a few remaining tickets. So I've called in the big shots. I've got the Franco Walters and Simon Zebo. And top of the bus, Jimmy Barry Murphy.
There you go. Oh my God, what a show that's going to be. Actually, speaking of the Franco Walters, the lines have just closed yesterday on counting down the 100 greatest Irish songs ever, right?
Amazing.
So we'll find out on the road to Paddy's Day what the top 100 is. What would Donegal Callaghan's greatest Irish song of all time be?
Yeah, the Cork man in me always would shout for the Franks. It's a bit of an anthem. But I don't know if I want to tap into that kind of... Oh, the New Zealanders call it manna, of the ground.
Yes.
Sinead singing Mandika. Just tip me over the edge a little bit.
I'm spine
there. Or Dolores singing Dreams. I'm there. Oh, here we go. And I was probably young when they were kind of on the radio well. But just straight away brings me back to the 80s and no one giving us any chance. And now look at us now.
Beating England.
Tiggling their tummies.
Doubling their points.
All over England.
Donegal Callaghan, thank you so much for coming in. Return.ie, the place to go. Get your stories up there. Thanks a million, dude.
Cheers.
See you.
Appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.